Harun Yahya, An Invitation to the Truth. A response to the claim that if students do not learn about evolution, they can never learn about the diversity in nature. The idea that if students do not learn about evolution, they can never learn about diversity in nature is part of the mass hypnosis that Darwinists are trying to perpetrate. Darwinists spread the deceptive idea that someone who is ignorant of evolution can never know about the diversity in nature in order to spread the fraud that evolution is part of science, and can use that fraud in order to place evolution permanently in school curricula. The fact is, however, that it is evolution that prevents people from appreciating and understanding the extraordinary structures and glorious variety in life. It is impossible to be aware of beauty and to appreciate its extraordinary nature if one is under the spell of a false religion that conditions people to the idea that everything is purposeless and random. It is certainly impossible to appreciate beauty as beauty, understand it, be affected by it, and feel admiration for it, so long as it is not appreciated. Evolution is therefore like a plague that prevents people seeing and grasping the magnificent and glorious diversity and beauty on Earth. It is impossible for people who believe in themselves to be descended from animals, who live devoid of purpose or spirit in an empty and aimless world, to delight in and appreciate, despite all its glory, the loveliness of a nature that they believed came about by chance as the result of accidents and errors. Even if they praise the beauty of nature, to whom can they direct that praise? Such people's false god is unconscious, random, and aimless chance. It is therefore impossible for someone who believes in evolution to love nature and draw any conclusions from it. It is only possible to comprehend the glory of nature if Almighty Allah, the creator of all beauty, so ordains. Only then can one appreciate and admire the beauty before one. Only then can one know to whom these beauties belong and understand that all praise must be directed toward Almighty Allah. One will then rejoice to think that these delights will never vanish, but will exist for all eternity and in the most perfect and delightful forms in the hereafter. Only then can one attach meaning to and appreciate beauty. Allah has created all entities. They are all under Allah's knowledge and protection. The diversity on earth is the artistry of the Omniscient and Almighty Allah. Every detail exhibits glorious beauty so that one can appreciate Almighty Allah. Properly appreciating and understanding the extraordinary beauty in nature is a privilege bestowed on those who understand and appreciate Allah, in other words, on believers. In conclusion, the imposition of a child is wrong in this regard, as it is on so many others. A child can only understand and appreciate the glory in nature if he is able to understand and appreciate the greatness of Almighty Allah. Allah tells us that for those who understand and appreciate our Lord's might and greatness, and who look through the eyes of faith, there are signs or evidence in each and every detail. Allah is He who raised up the heavens without any support. You can see that. And then established Himself firmly on the throne. He made the sun and moon subservient, each running for a specified term. He directs the whole affair. He makes the signs clear so that hopefully you will be certain about the meeting with your Lord. It is He who stretched out the earth and placed firmly embedded mountains and rivers in it, and made two types of every kind of fruit. He covers over the day with the night. There are signs in that for people who reflect. In the earth, there are diverse regions side by side, and gardens of grape and cultivated fields, and palm trees sharing one root and others with individual roots, all watered with the same water. And we make some things better to eat than others. There are signs in that for people who use their intellect. It is He who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, then established Himself firmly on the throne. He knows what goes into the earth and what comes out of it, what comes down from the heaven and what goes up into it. He is with you wherever you are. Allah sees what you do. www.harunyaya.com